I've been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my time has come. Been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my race has been run. When I think of all that lies before me, well, I know what I will do for sure. Well, I pray, yes, I pray, the Lord will come and take my troubles away.
Coming Alive by Jim Eldredge, with Carl Howman as Terry King and Phyllis Logan as Sandra Gaines. Coming Alive, Part 2, Just One Night.
Well, it happened, and it was fantastic, wonderful. Oh, not just that, though that was pretty good as well, but the feeling of someone wanting me for me. Or am I fooling myself again? It's happened before. No, this is real. I know it is. All right, I still have this nagging doubt about Terry. Is he as good as he seems to be, or is he just putting on an act? One part of me says, remember, he's a con artist. But the other part says, a reformed con artist. And my heart says, oh, I love him.
Let there be you, let there be me, let there be something or other around the sea. Let there be cuckoos, a lark.
Hello, who's Happy Boy then?
Morning, Steve.
Sleep well?
Like a log.
The old sofa wasn't too uncomfortable then?
Not a bit. Heaven.
Good. This sudden Bon Watts, it wouldn't have anything to do with the fact that a certain social worker's car was seen parked here till the early hours of the morning, would it?
Eh?
Come on, you know what this estate's like. Can't do anything without someone spotting it. People have always kept an eye on this place.
Look, I don't want to talk about it, all right?
Don't need to. Mrs. Marcus from 97 over the road's already doing it.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, I've got to do something to stop this.
I wouldn't bother. Some people already thought you were giving her one. They reckon that's how you got this job.
I did not get this job by giving her one. I was let out on licence before I'd even met her. Before I even knew what this job was.
All right, don't get umpty. It's the way people are.
Well, I think it's disgusting. I'm going to put the record straight.
Why? If you start stirring it up, all that'll happen is the people who didn't know will then start talking about it as well. Then even more people will be in the know. Especially if now there might be something, if you get my drift.
It wasn't just what you think. We both feel the same way about each other.
Oh, of course.
Only we've got to keep it under wraps at the moment. The job's at stake.
Don't worry, my lips are sealed.
Anyway, it wasn't just that that's made me happy. I've got an idea for this place.
Oh, yeah?
Basketball.
Eh?
A basketball team. We've got the hall, bung up a hoop at each end, paint some white lines on the floor.
Yeah, but well, who'd play?
Well, loads of people would play. Basketball's the in thing. Look at all these Americans the kids copy. All basketball players.
Mm, yeah, might work.
It will work. It could be just a thing to make the difference round here.
Hello?
Oh, hello, early morning visitor.
Terry, is that you?
Mavis?
It is.
What are you doing here?
Looking for you. I got word you were here from Billy Parker.
Word spreads.
Oh, Mavis, this is Steve Addison. He works with me here.
All right.
Steve, this is Mavis Maddox, me and her old man. We business acquaintances, long time ago.
Not that long.
How is Ernie?
He's, well, Terry, can we talk privately?
Oh, no problem. No, I'm off anyway. Places to go, people to see, wheels to turn. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'll see you, Steve. Look, Mavis, come in here. This is my office. Well, if you can call it that.
You sleep here as well?
I didn't, but there's this lunatic who's just moved into my hostel. Frankly, it's safer to keep down here as a temporary measure. So, what's up with Ernie? He hasn't found out about us, has he? I mean, I know it was a long time ago, but Ernie never was a forgiving man.
No, and he's still inside. Still got 3 years to go.
Right. He was lucky to get off with a six stretch after what he did to that security guard.
Yeah, well, that's his way.
Blood-curdling violence.
Look, Terry, I didn't come here to talk about Ernie.
Huh?
I came here to talk about us.
Us?
I'm a lonely woman, Terry. I was always lonely, even when Ernie wasn't inside.
Mavis, mate, what was between us was a long time ago.
But it was the best, Terry. I've never felt that way before or since.
This is not a good idea.
I've left him, Terry.
Oh, dear.
We've never had a chance before. It wasn't just Ernie. It was everything that was going on.
Mavis, I can't.
Why? Is there someone else?
Yes.
Who?
I can't say.
Is she married?
No.
I don't believe you.
She's not married.
No. I don't believe there's anyone else. I think you're just using that to put me off.
Would I lie to you?
Yes. That's what you do best. You're a con artist, remember?
I'm not a con artist anymore.
Oh, come on. You don't expect me to believe you're staying in this skanky place without some plan up your sleeve to turn it over.
Yes. That is what I hope you'll believe. Because it's true.
Hey, you ain't gone religious, have you? Join one of those born-again cults?
No. I've just found something that suits me. And it's honest. Believe me, Mavis, I'm not the man you used to know.
Ms. Gaines.
Mr. Preston?
That community centre on Grove Hill.
Yes.
Has Terry King mentioned anything to you about starting up a basketball team there?
A basketball team? No.
I've just had a reporter from the local paper on wanting to do an article about it.
Well, I'm sure if he was planning to do anything like that, he'd have mentioned it to me.
Yes. When did you see him last?
Who? Terry King?
Yes.
Let me see. It was, yesterday.
Perhaps this is an idea dreamt up by that layabout who hangs around the place.
Steve Addison is not a layabout.
Well, he does a very good impression of one. Does he have a job?
Not a proper job as such, no.
Well, there you are, then. These basketball players are tall, aren't they?
Usually.
Tall and threatening.
Hardly.
We'll have to keep an eye on this situation, Miss Gaines. Dances for old people are one thing, but we don't want the community centre turning into one of those places you see in these American films.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Preston. I'm sure this is just a rumour that's got a little bit out of control.
Large youths with lots of gold jewellery hanging all over them and that dreadful rap music.
Unlikely to be that much gold jewellery in Grove Hill Farm. Basketball. Yes?
Hello?
Ha, there you are.
Well, that's a funny sort of welcome. Yeah, you're not angry with me, are you? You know about what happened last night?
Shh! Walls have ears.
Sorry. You don't regret it?
No.
Well, that's a relief. I was worried you might have got cold feet.
Oh, I did. The sooner you get some heating in that place, the better.
No, I meant... Winding me up, eh?
And you're so easily wound up. So, what's all this about a basketball team at Grove Hill?
Are you telepathic? That's one of the things I was coming to tell you.
I was told about it by Mr. Preston. And I must say, it's a bit much hearing this kind of thing from someone else, especially when I thought we had the relationship we had.
We do. How does Preston know about it? I only mentioned it to Steve this morning. I can't believe Steve told Preston.
No, but he must have told someone else, who told the local paper, who phoned Mr. Preston to ask his opinion of the idea.
It's unbelievable how fast news travels.
Yes, which is why I'm concerned there may be gossip about us. I was a fool to leave my car outside the centre. Someone's bound to have spotted it and they could easily put two and two together.
No, that's highly unlikely. What are you doing tonight? Anything special?
I need to spend time with Gail this evening.
How about afterwards, when she's in bed? I could come over to your place.
Oh, no, you couldn't. I'm not taking a chance like that. I have to think of Gail.
True. Don't worry, I can be patient. What is it Longfellow says? Still achieving, still pursuing. Love to labour and to wait.
Prison library.
You got it.
Now go on, go and get this basketball team of yours sorted out.
You approve?
I think it's brilliant.
Yeah, I'll tell you one. As soon as Terry mentioned starting up a basketball team, you was the first one I thought of.
Yeah, well, so long as my dad don't know you're involved, he's still upset over them hubcaps you tried to sell him.
Well, I didn't know they'd be nicked from his car. I got hold of him in good faith, didn't I?
Hello? Right, what's happening?
Oh, Terry, this is Warren.
Hello.
How do you do?
Warren's the answer to your prayers.
Is he? What am I praying for?
Well, he's going to be the number one marksman on your new basketball team.
He is?
Yeah.
Did I Warren, they call me.
Oh, well, that's great. Steve?
Yeah?
Look, do you mind if we go into the office for a brief chat? Something else I need to talk to you about urgently. Nothing to do with basketball.
Oh, yeah, right.
Should I wait here?
Yeah, they'll be fine. Though outside might be a bit better. What I've got to say is a bit confidential.
Oh, right. If it starts raining, can I come in?
Yeah, of course you can. Look, we won't be long. I'll see you in a minute. Right, you, in the office.
Something confidential, eh? Let me guess, you and Sandra?
Hey? No, that was just to get him out of the way so I wouldn't hurt his feelings.
Why would you hurt his feelings?
Steve, have you ever actually seen basketball?
Well, of course I have. On the telly.
And at a guess, how tall would you say most of the players are?
Oh, what are you talking about, the fact that Warren's a bit short?
Short? He's about the size of R2-D2. Ronnie Corbett would tower over him.
Believe me, Terry, appearances can be deceptive. Warren may be short, but he's well fast and well accurate. He used to play for his school team.
Used to?
Yeah, till he got expelled.
What for?
Well, he set fire to it, but... I mean, he didn't mean to. He's smoking a joint. This teacher's
coming... I don't want to hear any more. The answer is no.
No? Why?
Why? What? I don't know where to begin. Your alleged future basketball star is a midget, an arsonist and a dopehead.
Not anymore. Look, Terry, all he needs is a chance.
He's really fast.
Don't take my word for it. Test him. Play him a game of one-on-one.
And he's really given up dope?
Absolutely.
Oh, all right. All right, I'll give him a try. But I'm warning you, if he burns this place down, I'm holding you responsible.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, what happened to that bird this morning? Reunion of old friends? Huh?
No, there was not.
Well, the way she was looking at you.
Well, I don't care how she was looking
well,
at
I've me. I've got a definite feeling...
Look, do you mind if we talk about her later? Your old mate Warren will be getting bored outside.
No, he won't. Go on.
Oh, all right, look, if it keeps you quiet, a long while ago, there was a little something between me and Mavis. But that was a long time ago, and it's over.
Didn't look like it was from her angle.
From my angle, there is nothing there, for a variety of reasons. One, there's Sandra. Two, Mavis is a... Well, she's a weird sort of woman. And third, her old man is Ernie Maddox, who is currently doing time for robbery, and he's a very nasty piece of work. I won't even begin to describe what he can do to a bloke with a pair of bolt cutters and a chainsaw.
Agricultural sort of bloke, eh?
Please.
So how come you took a chance before with her?
It was a long time ago, before I knew what sort of bloke Ernie Maddox was and what sort of woman Mavis was. Satisfied?
Well, how'd you get rid of her?
Well, I was polite but firm. Told her I was no longer the Terry King she thought I was and how I'd turned over a new leaf. Then I took her down the bus stop and I put her on the bus.
What a waste.
Eh?
Well, kicking her out like that, I mean. She might be interested in someone a bit younger, taller. Someone with a bit of flair.
Get off, go on. Get out there and talk to your mate Lofty. Keep your mind off Mavis Maddox, if you want to stay healthy.
I've only got decaf till I get to the shops.
Oh, that's okay. The girls all right?
Fine. They're playing wrestling with Emma's Barbies. Getting Barbie to throw Ken around the room. Here's your coffee.
Oh, thanks.
So... At the moment, you and Terry are still a secret.
And for a long while to come. Can you imagine what would happen if word got out? Not so much my job, but if Don got to hear about it, he'd be straight back to court trying to get custody of Gail.
But Terry isn't a crook. He's out of prison.
On licence. Yeah, I would be depicted as an unfit mother. That's not a chance I'm prepared to take. And luckily, Terry sees it that way as well.
Oh, yeah? For how long?
If you're suggesting that all Terry wants from me is sex...
No, it's just my husbands all seem to be driven by their genitals. No, from what you've told me, he sounds a really genuine bloke. Decent.
He is. He is decent. Genuine.
It's going to be a strain, you know.
It already is. Oh, today in the office, I just wanted him...
We can use this place, if you like, during the day.
No, you're not listening. That's not what it's about.
Sorry.
I just want to have time now and then when I can hold his hand, know he's there. But What with my work, looking after Gail, and crowds of people coming in and out of the centre all the time, there's not going to be a lot of opportunity.
Why don't you nip over to the centre first thing in the morning and see him?
When Steve and half the estate are likely to pop in?
No, I mean really early, before most people are up. Well, certainly before most of the people on Groveville Farm are up. You could have quality time, holding hands, whatever.
Can't. What about Gail?
I'll take care of Gail. Get her up, give her breakfast, take her to school.
Well, I don't know. It all sounds so calculating.
When you've got a young child to consider, you've got to be calculating.
True. I don't know. It's not how I see me and Terry.
How do you see it? Romantic love at a distance?
Better than no love at all.
Hello?
I'm in here.
All right. Where'd you get a lamp from?
I borrowed it from my room in the hostel.
Huh. You ought to borrow your bed as well.
Yeah, I would have done, but I couldn't carry it.
Well, that's no problem. There's a mate of mine with a van. We'll bring it over tomorrow.
No, that might not be a good idea. I don't actually think I'm supposed to be living here.
Please yourself. One thing you ought to do, though, if you're going to stay here, get a lock on that front door.
I'm going to tomorrow.
After all, don't want Warren coming in for practice if you and Sandra...
And you can stop that. It's not that kind of relationship.
Yeah.
It's not. Tonight, for example, to allay your curiosity...
I'm not curious.
Oh, yes, you are. Tonight, Sandra's staying in to look after Gail, and quite right too. Me, I'm going to settle down here and read a book. Now you're satisfied.
Well, I never asked.
Well, you didn't have to. It was written all over your face. That's why you came here, to see if Sandra was here.
No, I wasn't. I come to tell you that Warren's got hold of a basketball hoop. Going to bring it over tomorrow, give you a game of one-on-one.
He didn't have to burn anything down to get it, did he? Oh,
you're such a cynic sometimes. Anyway, I'll be off, leave you with your book.
Right.
Oh.
Yes?
If anyone comes in to buy anything, nothing goes under a fiver.
I am not getting involved in selling dodgy used parts.
Oh, right. It's just a shame to miss an opportunity, that's all. See ya.
Yeah. Right, now where was I? Yeah. Elizabeth Bennet had been obliged by the scarcity of gentlemen to sit down for two dances. And during that time, Mr. Darcy had been standing near enough for her to overhear a conversation between him and Mr. Bingley.
Do you always read aloud to yourself?
Mavis, don't do that.
Sorry.
So I didn't hear you come in.
I sneaked in when young What's-His-Face left.
Yeah. Mavis, like I said before, this is not a good idea. Definitely not.
I can't go home, Terry.
Why? Ernie isn't there. Well, not unless he's broken out of Nick.
It's the memories. I can't stand them.
Mavis.
Please, Terry. Just let me stay one night.
No.
I've got nowhere else to go.
You've got plenty of places to go. There's your sisters, your mums.
They're not the same.
Mavis, I'm sorry, but I can't. There's someone new in my life and I don't want to ruin it.
She doesn't have to find out.
That's not the point. I'll know.
This isn't the Terry King I used to know.
No, it's not the one I used to know either. Now, come on. Mavis.
Oh, please, Terry, don't put me out. I don't want to travel, not tonight. It's not safe out there for a woman on her own, even at this hour. I haven't got the money for a taxi.
Nor have I. OK, you can kip down here, but just for one night.
I promise. I'll go first thing in the morning.
I'll spend the night at the hostel.
There's not even a lock on the door. Anything might happen to me. Oh, please, Terry.
All right, mate, calm down. God, I don't know. I'll get myself into these things. All right.
Oh, thanks, Terry.
But I'm sleeping out there in the hall. And you've got to be gone first thing.
What do you mean by first thing?
Well, there's a bus goes from the shopping centre to the station at 7:15.
A 7:15?
If you don't agree, you don't stay.
I don't know what's got into you, Terry.
Lots of things have got into me. And one of them is the firm feeling that what we had happened and now it's over. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. Now.
OK. 7:15 it is.
Right. Now you make yourself comfortable on the sofa. I'll be out there. I'll be by the door so no one comes in.
You'll be in a draft.
Yeah, I'll live with it. And no coming out here and waking me up.
But if you can't sleep...
And keep the door shut. Good night.
By dawn, the rain had stopped. Gradually, the river settled down. The water lapped against the banks of earth the machines had created. Your turn, Gail.
The tractors and diggers working together had saved the farm.
There.
I liked that story.
So did I. Anyway, that's enough for tonight. It's late. Time for sleep. Snuggle down.
Mummy?
Yes?
Are we going to see that man again?
Which man?
You know, at that place where you took me when Annie wasn't in.
Oh, you mean the man at the centre? Terry?
Yes. I liked him. He was nice.
Yes, well, it might not be a good idea at the moment.
Oh.
Now, night-night.
Night-night.
I'll see you in the morning. Sleep tight.
Right, Mavis. Rise and shine.
Aye?
Come on, up you get. It's 6:15.
6:15?
Yeah, I made you a cup of tea. Yeah.
You weren't all nice to me last night.
Wrong. I was very nice to you last night. I was much nicer than if I'd taken advantage of you.
I came here to be taken advantage of.
I know. And believe me, in other circumstances...
Hey. Are you there?
Sandra.
Oh, Gail was up and Annie came so I... Who's this?
Sandra. This is Mavis. She just turned up late last night. She didn't have anywhere else to stay. Mavis, this is my...
Social worker.
Yes, she's come to check up on me.
At 6:15 in the morning?
Well, yes. Oh, you're obviously very all right here, Mr. King. So I won't bother you any more.
Sandra, please. You stay here. I've got to talk to her.
I bet you have.
Sandra, wait.
Don't even talk to me.
It's not what you think.
Oh, no. What happened? I wasn't available and you felt randy? I can be patient.
Nothing happened between me and Mavis.
Really? Why not?
Sandra, it's all very simple.
Yes, it is. And I'm the one who's been simple.
I swear.
Yes, you would. No, don't come near me. Don't touch me.
Give me a chance.
I gave you more than a chance. I gave you me.
Well, well. So that's your secret.
Mavis, I'd like you to go.
Why? Seems that your friend has just put herself out the picture.
She's not my friend. She's someone I care about.
Oh, yeah? Social worker, eh?
Mavis, go. Now.
Oh, I'm being kicked out, is that it?
If that's how you want to think of it.
I'm not used to being treated like this.
Well, I'm sorry.
You will be.
Oh, yeah? What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, you'll find out. Now, if you want me out, then get out and let me get dressed. But you're going to regret treating me like this, I can promise you.
Oh, no! Emma, don't...
Come on, you two girls!
Stop it!
That bathroom's not for playing! You're supposed to be getting ready for school!
I think Emma and Gail are making a mess of your bath, Matt.
They can eat it for all I care. I couldn't believe it. Another woman? The very next night?
Perhaps he was telling the truth.
Oh, yes. You've changed your tune. You were the one who was saying that men were driven by their genitals.
Maybe you should try giving him the benefit of the doubt.
What doubt? 6:30 in the morning, there they are, her on the very same sofa with everything shown, and I mean everything. Oh, Annie, I trusted him.
I know. It's a pig. A real pig.
I still can't believe it, Steve. Sandra turning up like that. I was only doing Mavis a favour.
Yeah, wishing you hadn't. Now you've been found out.
I have not been found out. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, but Sandra thinks you did. So you might as well. I mean, what's that they say? If you're going to get hung for it, you might as well do it.
I'll hang you in a minute.
Well, you should have kicked Mavis out as soon as she came in.
Yeah, I should have.
You're too soft. That's your trouble.
Well, lucky for you, I am.
Yeah, all right. So what are you going to do?
Well, I'll try and talk to her. Tell her the truth. Again. And hope she'll believe me.
Be honest, I mean, must be a bit hard to believe, coming in on you and Mavis like that.
I know, but what else can I do?
Report on childcare situation at Welford House. Sandra Gaines. Mr. King. I thought I'd made it quite clear the last time you called. Do not contact me. I will contact you on business when I need to. No,
definitely do not come here. If you do, I shall have you thrown out. And if you even think of calling me at home...
Yeah!
15-0!
15-1, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that one.
All right. That's enough.
So am I in?
Yeah, you're in. Now we need a few more to make up a team.
No problem. I can get them. When can we start playing matches?
Yeah, one thing at a time. We've got to sort out how this business of matches works, who to play against, that sort of thing.
Right.
Till then, you and your teammates can practice here.
Great.
Yeah, once you've got it sorted out.
Us?
Well, you want to use it, you help sort it out. Ain't that right, Steve?
Sounds fair to me.
Yeah, suppose so. All right, you're on. We'll come round later and get started.
Fine.
See you later.
Yep, we'll be here. See? Told you he was good.
Yeah, well, I wasn't on my best form, was I? He kept running between me legs. Any other time,
he'd have beaten you 20-0. Didn't want to show you up.
All right, we'll see about that. See, once I get my eye in...
Yeah, and your mind off Sandra.
I tell you, Steve, I don't know what to do.
Come on, he'll be all right, you'll see.
Oh, yeah?
Once Sandra's calmed down a bit, you'll soon be able to sweet-talk her round.
I'll have a job. She won't even talk to me. I thought of standing outside the window and using semaphore flags.
You'll find a way. I've got faith in you. If there's one person on this planet who can talk his way out of bother, it's you.
Terry King.
Yeah?
I've got a message for you.
Oh? Who from?
Ernie Maddox. He wants a private word with you about Mavis.
Well, I've been thinking about my situation. Baby, sometimes I think my time has come.
In part two of Coming Alive, Terry King was played by Carl Howman, Sandra Gaines, Phyllis Logan, Steve Addison, Ben Crow, Mr. Preston, David Holt, Mavis Maddox, Tilly Vospera, Warren, Clinton Mullings Dodson, Annie, Alison Pettit, and Gail, Jennifer Whelan. Coming Alive is written by Jim Eldridge and directed by Marilyn Imrie.